Good morning. In Providence, I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Republican lawmakers are taking aim at a package of gun control bills proposed this week by Governor Lincoln Chafee and legislative leaders. Among other things, the new laws would ban the sale of semi-automatic assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. State Representative Doreen Costa of North Kingstown questions the constitutionality of the bills.
To me, this is a ban. This is a ban on guns, period. And my concern is, they said this is the beginning of a discussion. So if this is just the beginning, then what is going to come after this? I honestly don't think this is going to be an easy package for them to pass because there's a lot of Second Amendment folks on that House floor, so it's going to be interesting to see the discussion.
Costa predicts 1,000 people will turn out to testify against the bills once they come up for committee hearings. Rhode Island's proposal is inspired by the school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, and the bills are similar to legislation already passed in Connecticut and Colorado. A vote scheduled today in the Rhode Island Senate could change the way public schools conduct emergency drills. The measure is also a response to the mass shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, where 26 elementary school students and teachers were gunned down during the school day. The bill calls for monthly emergency drills, including lockdown drills and emergency evacuations. The idea is to better prepare school staff to handle a situation like the one in Newtown. Rhode Island lawmakers are also considering other school safety measures, like allowing school committees to craft emergency plans behind closed doors. Brown University plans a major expansion at its School of Engineering, but it is keeping the engineering school on College Hill. The announcement comes following gifts to the program totaling $44 million. The donations are part of a $160 million fundraising campaign. The expansion of the engineering school will take place on land currently owned by the university on College Hill and not in the Jewelry District, says university spokeswoman Marissa Quinn.
Among the options we were exploring is perhaps engineering in the Jewelry District, and even for the upper class years, but that would probably be a mistake for the program. That there are things that make sense for areas off of College Hill, like the Jewelry District, particularly given our investments there already, but there are things that really belong on College Hill.
Brown's medical school is in the Jewelry District, but Quinn says the amount of collaboration among several university departments is the reason for not moving engineering out of the school's east side campus. And the head of Rhode Island's film office says tax credits helped to lure an independent film production starring Hollywood actor Mark Ruffalo. As Rhode Island Public Radio's Catherine Welch reports, the movie will be shooting around the state until mid-May.
The film Infinitely Polar Bear is based on the life of its director, who happens to have spent some time in Rhode Island. Head of the state's film office, Stephen Feinberg, says Massachusetts and New York were courting the production, but Rhode Island landed the film thanks to tax credits and some unique locations.
They love Wayland Square, which will be prominently in the film, and there's a few other locations in East Greenwich and Warwick, as well as a couple of our state parks, which were very attractive to them.
Feinberg says the productions have to do business with Rhode Island companies to qualify for the tax credit. He puts the film's economic impact at just under $5 million. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.